T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. Marks and Race coming up. Eagles issued a statement. Jeffrey Lurie made a statement based on the recent events here in the United States, and there's criticism that they didn't come out sooner and earlier and make a statement. So we'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. But Shiel Kapadia of The Athletic joins us right now. Shiel, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Shiel?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there. Where do we want to start here? Let's go right to the veteran running back situation. It's pretty clear to you that they're interested in bringing a vet in here based on everything that you're hearing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't see this as, like, the utmost importance. You know, I think that you can certainly wait until August or whenever, you know, teams are going to be back and practicing. I don't think it's a need you need to fill right now, but you can kind of keep an eye on it just to add some depth there, kind of like that LeGarrette Blount role during the Super Bowl season, of a guy who might not be your leading rusher, but someone who can fill in if Miles Sanders gets injured, and kind of be a rotational back.
Yeah, that leads me, you know, you think about the running back, Shiel, that has been sort of linked to the Eagles, particularly Freeman and Shady. Neither one of those guys sort of fill that role. They sort of would be an extension of what you have with Boston Scott and Miles Sanders, but they brought this kid in from Cincinnati as an undrafted rookie. And I'm just wondering, you feel like they're going to go that route first, and then if they need to go a veteran route somewhere else, they'll do it then?
I think they would love that. I think they would love if one of the undrafted guys, you know, even I know Corey Clement, you know, maybe that's a long shot now, but we saw what he could do. If someone like that can kind of step in and is in training camp, and you say, wow, this guy is not going to cost us a lot of money. They're young. We can have them under contract. They can maybe grow with us a little bit. I think that would probably be the preference. But if that doesn't work out, then yeah. I mean, there's always running backs out there, you know, later in the offseason if you need to get somebody. But if you like, you know, like you mentioned, a Devontae Freeman now, and it's not going to cost you a lot of money, then I could see doing that as well.
What do you think Freeman commands on the open market? We know that he's upset with the offers that he's getting, Shiel, and he's even talked about retirement. And the report is out there that the Eagles have made an offer. They haven't offered anything to Shady, but they're still talking to him, and they have made Freeman an offer. What are we talking about here, like $2 million you think they're willing to do?
I think that's probably the ballpark, yeah. I think, you know, once you get to kind of $4 million and above, that's going to be a little bit pricey. Even $3 million might be too much. So I really think you're looking for a one-year, probably $2 million or under type deal, where you're not committing money to anybody long-term, but you're kind of filling a need there.
Left tackle, and it kind of, like, it's been weird. I felt like all right, well, no, Jason Peters is not going to be back because they drafted Andre Dillard, and there's some stories that come out, and you're like, well, wow, the Eagles don't really seem set with letting Jason Peters leave. And then, I mean, I'm not really sure. Like, right now I feel like that Dillard is going to be the starting left tackle and Peters is going to be elsewhere. But what's your read on the situation as we speak right now?
I've gone back and forth on this probably 100 times this offseason. Right now, I kind of think Jason Peters is going to be back. You know, you look at it, and the longer this goes on without him finding an offer from another team that he likes, finding a team that he wants to go to, I mean, his price is just going to, you know, it's obviously going down and down, and he hasn't gotten the money that he would like to get. And so you combine that with the fact that they're not having much of an offseason in terms of Andre Dillard making that leap from year one to year two. They may have some questions about Andre Dillard here in the short term, and they might look at it and say, you know what, that price came down so low from Peters that we are going to bring him back, and he's going to start, and Dillard's going to take another year. Now, listen, if you if you felt confident in Dillard, if you thought, hey, we made the right pick, this guy showed us everything we wanted last year, let's go. I mean, you're not even having communication with Jason Peters, but I don't think that's the case. Obviously, their confidence level isn't that high in Dillard, and so it would not surprise me at all if Jason Peters comes in and then Dillard is kind of your swing tackle, and that's how they're kind of addressing the depth there on the offensive line.
I'd be a little surprised at that, Shiel. Only because they would really have to explain some of the support they put behind Andre Dillard lately and how that all of a sudden changed without them actually playing games. But I guess I wouldn't totally be surprised if Peters was back here. It would surprise me that it would happen prior to Dillard getting the opportunity to be the left tackle. I want to get your thoughts on something I'm seeing other quarterbacks do with other skill position guys, and I haven't yet heard my quarterback do it or reportedly be doing it with some of his skill position guys, and that's throwing the football around. You heard anything about any plans of these guys getting together, throwing the ball around, Carson getting a chance to see these guys up close and throw the ball with them prior to them sort of getting together at the NovaCare Complex?
I have not heard that yet. I mean, it's just been so tough with the, you know, rules that are in place. Now, it varies from state to state and whether, you know, there's a way to do that safely or, you know, people have different situations at home, whether it's, you know, living with elderly people at home or their kids or, you know, pregnant wives, whatever the case may be. So it's just been an unprecedented off season. As you guys know, it's an unprecedented time right now where it's I don't know if that's going to happen or not. You know, you look at it, certainly someone like Jalen Reagor would benefit from that with Carson Wentz. You know, you look at wide receiver, and they kind of threw, like, you know, 20 darts at this position this offseason, and you need, like, two of them to hit. You know, maybe it's DeSean Jackson staying healthy. Maybe it's Alshon Jeffrey coming back and being productive. Maybe it's Reagor being really good as a rookie. Maybe it's Marquise Goodwin having something left. Maybe it's one of the day three guys. There's all these kinds of balls in the air where you say, you know what? None of them feels as good as saying, hey, they got DeAndre Hopkins this offseason. You know what you're getting? But you kind of want, you say, all right, it's like five or six things. If like two of them can hit, then all of a sudden you're talking about this offense looking a little different. So, yeah, they definitely need to build some of that chemistry at some point, and who knows when that point's going to be.
You can follow Shiel on Twitter. It's at Shiel Kapadia. Unbelievable job, The Athletic, of covering the Eagles with Bo Wolf and Zach Berman, and Shiel doing a bunch of everything for The Athletic and Philadelphia version of Athletic. Shiel, what would you say the odds are that Jadeveon Clowney could be an Eagle? We know that he's not signed. We know that there's been a lot of reporting and stories out there. Ike seems to think that he's going back to Seattle, just trying to up the price. Any chance he's an Eagle?
I mean, I wouldn't say no chance. I would say highly unlikely. You know, I think when you look at it with Jadeveon Clowney, like if you look at, hey, he's going to have to take a deal, a one-year deal where the price really comes down, it's not, you know, it's not like what we were talking about with the running back. You know, it's still, that's going to be maybe in the neighborhood of $10 million, you know, one-year $10 million deal, whereas going into free agency, he was probably looking for a long-term deal around $17, $18 million a year. So it's a significant drop for him, but from a team perspective, it's not like the price has come down so low that you feel like you can make a move there. That's sort of my understanding with where the Eagles are on it. So, yeah, I think Clowney is going to try to find a team, whether it's Seattle, a team like Tennessee Titans, maybe it's a team like the Ravens where he can sign for 1 year, really have a big impact, juice up those numbers a little bit, and then hit the market again next offseason. So I would be surprised at that, you know, but I guess I would do a never say never on that.
Wait, what impact do you think he could have on this defense if he did sign? Do you think it'd be a big impact?
Well, I think it's tough because I think Clowney is best suited for sort of a creative defensive scheme where he has a coordinator who's moving him around to different places and really setting up matchups and having him standing up in that joker role. And that's not really what the Eagles do. You know what you're getting with the Eagles every down, four down lineman. It's a 4-3. And so that was really, I think, part of the problem with him in Seattle last year. You know, they don't change up a lot of things up front either. It's not like a creative defensive coordinator. So, I mean, I think he would have an impact. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the guy can certainly make a huge impact in the run game. And then even though the numbers aren't there in terms of sacks, I think he can be a disruptive, productive pass rusher who can take over a game. You would have to figure some stuff out, you know, with what you're going to do with him, Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett. How do you work that rotation? But we know you can never have enough pass rushers. We know the guys get injured, and depth is important to them up there. I just don't think Clowney's price is going to come down to the point where they jump in on it.
Shiel, I know it's early. We're just hitting June 2nd, actually 100 days away from the start of the season. What's your early sense on what your expectations for the Eagles are this year? How, like, where do you see them sort of fitting that from a ceiling standpoint, and where could you see them sort of being at from a, okay, I can't see them being any worse than this?
Yeah, I think the ceiling is high if they could figure out the passing game. You know, like if Jalen is the wide receiver position specifically, if Jalen Reagor comes in and you say, wow, they nailed this pick. This guy's coming in right away, like an A.J. Brown last year on the Titans. And, you know, he looks like he's going to be tough to handle, and you're combining him with the other guys on the roster. Now, all of a sudden, the season's going to get really interesting, where you're talking about being able to make a really deep playoff run. I do think the ceiling is there to be a Super Bowl team if that happens. The floor, you know, I think the floor is still pretty high. You know, I don't see them winning like six or fewer games unless they just suffer like this huge rash of injuries and the quarterback goes down. I think as long as you have the quarterback healthy, you're still going to be in the mix. And even if things go badly, you're talking about 7 or 8 wins. So, you know, realistically, I think they're definitely going to be competing for a playoff spot. I think it's them and the Cowboys there in the NFC East. And don't forget, we have that extra postseason, you know, birth in
the extra spot
this year. Yeah. So, you know, you go 8-8 and you're probably going to make the playoffs this year. So I think playoffs have to be the expectation, and then with the ceiling and the floor that I just mentioned.
Shiel, right. You're the best, man. Thanks. Stay safe.
Appreciate it, brother.
Talk to you soon.
Take care, guys. Good talking to you.
There he is, Shiel Kapadia of The Athletic.
There you go. At worst, they're a playoff team.
Yeah.
There you go.
At worst, I think they're
That's
not a playoff team.
That's what it should be. At worst, they're a playoff team.
Man, at worst, they missed the playoffs. That's crazy.
Well, injuries, that could be at worst for everybody. You get the right injury, your season's pretty much over with.
Peter King wrote in his Monday morning quarterback column that he puts on Pro Football Talk that he has him ranked 15th of his power rankings. And he simply says they're there because there's too many what-ifs. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of what-ifs with the Eagles. Now, if those what-ifs go in the right direction, this could be an 11-win team. Easy.
Or it could be a 12 or 13-win team.
Could be. No doubt about it. But, you know, I mean, sometimes the what-ifs, as we saw the last couple of years, don't end up working out.
No doubt about it.
215-592-9494.
The thing with this team is it's probably safer to assume that they will work out versus they won't work out. Because under this regime, with this coach, they usually do work out.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Coming up, back into the baseball discussion. A 50-game season, is that enough for you baseball fans? We'll talk about it. Also, today's Election Day, we're going to have the listeners and the callers vote on some everyday things that we need settled. Now, hold on. I thought we just had Once and for All Week, Jack.
Yeah, but that was just for this station.
Okay. That's coming up next. We'll explain more on the other side. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.